from listeners. And from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, America the Beautiful. Yesterday was January 20th, 2017. Woke up that morning, and you know what? I didn't open up my laptop. I didn't get online. I sat around, and I drank coffee, thinking about trying to just not really think about anything. I didn't really want to hear the news, but I couldn't really help it. I ended up turning on the TV, and on NBC, I witnessed the inauguration, the presidential inauguration. I wanted to hear firsthand the speech. And then it took me a long time to absorb my own impressions of what I'd heard and to realize that America is so beautiful and that I see a world around me that didn't seem to resonate with what I had heard our new president say in his speech. This morning when I woke up and I found that there were 500,000 people marching in the streets of Washington, D.C., it just lifted me up. And it seems like a momentous time, like the wheel of fate is turning. And the role of art and music and entertainment and radio and journalism and free speech, all of those rights that we just seem to take for granted, you know, are so valuable to us. And when I look to understand what I see in the world around me, what does it all mean? I find direction and meaning in music, especially in certain singer-songwriters. And I look to them, you know, to put things into words for me. And so one of my favorite singer-songwriters, Neil Young, has been very active lately. He's gone out and has been at the protests at Standing Rock, standing with the Native American community against the Dakota Pipeline. And in December of 2016, Neil Young released a final album for the year called Peace Trail. And Neil talks about the rights of women. And the song we're going to hear is called Show Me. And to me, when everyone says, what do we do now? And everyone is marching in Los Angeles, in Chicago, in Atlanta, and John Lewis is speaking, and we're all saying, what do we do? Well, the call to action is show me. And Neil Young says in this song, when the women of the world are free to stand up for themselves and the promises made stop gathering dust on the shelf, show me, show me. Well, I hear you out there when you say what you have to say. I know how you feel, because that's what made me this way. When heaven on earth is improved by the hand of man and people everywhere get together and join their hands. Neil Young.
See people being led by the righteous hand, taking care of everyone like they were on a piece of land. Show me. Show me. Show me. Lives being lost on the sacred land. In the battle over water being fought for the baby's hand. Show me. Show me. Are free to stand up for themselves, and the promises made stop gathering dust on the shelves. Show me. Show me. Show me. You have to say, I know how you feel, 'cause that's what made me this way. When heaven on earth is improved by the hand of man, and people everywhere get together and join their hands. Show me. Show me. Show me. Show me.
Cesar Chavez or Rosa Parks that day. Some say Dr. King or Gandhi that set them on their way. No matter who your mentors are, it's pretty plain to see that if you've been to jail for justice, you're in good company. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. 'Cause singing and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Then you're a friend of mine.
Hey, you law-abiding citizens, come listen to this song. Laws are made by people, and people can be wrong. Once unions were against the law, but slavery was fine. Women were denied the vote while the children were the mine, yeah.
The more you study history, the less you can deny it.
Say a rotten law stays on the books till folks with guts defy it.
Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. 'Cause sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice?
then you're a friend of mine.
Well, the law's supposed to serve us, and so are the police. But when the system fails, it's up to us to speak our peace.
We must be ever vigilant for justice to prevail.
So get courage from your convictions, let them haul you off to jail.
Have you been to jail for justice? Won't shake your hand, cause sitting in line bound ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Then you're a friend of mine. Have you been to jail for justice?
Have you been to jail for justice?
Have you been to jail for justice? Then you're a friend of mine.
Peter, Paul, and Mary. That's from an album called In These Times, released in 2004. And have you been to jail for justice? Yeah. Well, on a day like today, people expressing themselves, the marches that are happening across this country, to me, that's a vision of a beautiful America. It's very exciting to see the energy that is being expressed in the world, not only in the United States, but all over the world today. And so I want to play another track from that Neil Young album, the title track from Peace Trail. Musically, I hear a lot of influence of Native American drums and flutes mixed in with his unique take on rock and roll. Peace Trail, you know, Neil's not very young. And for him to get out of the comfort of his ranch, Broken Arrow, and to go to the protests at Standing Rock and stand in solidarity. You know, he got up and he did that, and he wrote this music about that. The Peace Trail, the very first verse, up in the rainbow teepee sky. No one's looking down on you or I. That's just a mirror in your eye. That's reminiscent to me of the philosophy that John Lennon says in his song Imagine. You know, imagine there's no heaven, no hell below us, above us only sky. Such a simple statement, and Neil is kind of saying the same thing. You know, up in the sky there's no one looking down, it's just a mirror in your eye. Think I'll hit the Peace Trail, take a trip back to my old town, because everybody back there says, something new is growing. I think I'll hit the Peace Trail. I think I'll take my chances now. I have to take good care when something new is growing. I think I'll hit the Peace Trail now because something new is growing.
I'm gonna keep my hand, yeah. because something new is growing.
Gotta live by the pen, cause it's mine and I'm sore. You gotta live by the pen, mighty than a sword. Every man is me, every man is you. I can't tell you what you gotta do. You gotta live by by the pen, it's mightier than the sword. You gotta live by the pen, 'cause it's mightier than the sword. You gotta live by the pen, 'cause it's mightier than the law. Every man is me, every man is you. I can't tell you what you have to do. You gotta live by the pen, 'cause it's mightier than the sword. You gotta live by the pen, it's mightier than the law. You gotta live by the pen, 'cause of what you saw. Every man is me, every man is you. Can't tell you what you're supposed to do. I gotta live by the pen, 'cause it's mightier than the sword. I gotta live by the pen, 'cause it's mightier than the sword. I gotta live by the pen, 'cause it's mightier than the sword. Every man is me, every man is you, but I can't tell you what you have to do. I gotta live by the pen, 'cause it's mightier than the sword. Get burnt 'cause they're playing with fire. They're gonna get caught 'cause somebody is a liar. Every man is me, every man is you. Can't tell you what you're supposed to do. You gotta live by the pen, 'cause it's mightier than the sword. Sword. I gotta live by the pen, it's mightier than the sword. Every man is me, every man is you. I can't tell you what you're supposed to do. I gotta live by my pen, 'cause it's mightier than the Lord. I gotta live by my pen, 'cause it's mightier than the sword. It's mightier than the sword.
Every man is me. Every man is you. I gotta live by the pen, because it's mightier than the sword. Yes, we can use other means besides military aggression to solve our problems, and the pen is mightier than the sword. Music is also really powerful. And Van Morrison released his album called Keep Me Singing in 2016. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program, reveling in how beautiful America is. And the Women's March is going on today. It's fascinating. There's so much coverage. 5,000 people in Washington, D.C. and Los Angeles. They got out of their cars, and they are in the streets. Everywhere, Minneapolis, Chicago, I mean, and not just in the United States, all around the world. And it's really interesting, because all these people have come out, and when they interview people, they keep coming up with so many different reasons why they're marching. And to me, it's the fact that the expression is so intense that it doesn't really need words, but there are a lot of words being used to explain what people are marching about. And women's rights are high on the list. Women's rights organized the march in Washington, D.C., 500,000 people with their pink pussy hats on. And women's rights are not something new. Thousands of years. Talk about the taming of the shrew, the balance of power between men and women, and the rights that women have to own property, to own their own lives. One of my favorite singer-songwriters, Joni Mitchell, visited a convent in Ireland. And she discovered the history of the women there at the Magdalene Laundries, that when an unmarried woman, and we're talking, what, 1400, 1500, 1600s, an unmarried woman who gets pregnant was sent off to the convent to work in the Magdalene Laundries. And the issues that women have been facing are nothing new. And it's an incredible statement to the power of women in the 20th century, all the gains that were made. So let's hear Joni Mitchell's song, The Magdalene Laundries.
Just turned 27 when they sent me to the sisters for the way men looked at me. Branded as a Jezebel, I knew I was not bound for heaven. I'd be cast in shame into the Magdalene Laundries. Most girls come here pregnant, some by their own fathers. Bridget got that belly by her parish priest. We're trying to get things white as snow, all of us will be cotton daughters in the steaming stains of the Magdalene Laundry. Prostitutes and destitutes and temptresses like me, fallen women sentenced into dreamless drudgery. Why do they call this heartless place Our Lady of Charity? Jesus, if they just once glimpsed their groove, then they'd know, and they'd drop the stones concealed behind their rosaries. They wilt the grass they walk upon, they leech the light out of a room. They'd like to drive us down the drain at the Magdalene Laundry. Stuffed her in a hole. Surely to God, you'd think at least some bell should ring. One day I'm gonna die here too, and they'll plant me in the dirt. Some lame bulb that never blooms, come any spring, not any spring.
Rights. Lots of things being being marched for, people in the streets. For me, the idea that America comes first, is kind of strikes fear in my heart. It seems to call for war. And when I see the marches in the streets and the recognition that there's a certain resonance with the anti-war marches in the 60s, the Vietnam protests, the incredible outpouring of pro-peace, anti-war sentiment, that it makes me realize that this issue is a deep and complicated one and not a simple story. Well, we're going to hear two songs that tell a little bit about the story about the involvement of America in the war, but it's brought down to very personal terms. James Taylor released an album in 2016 called Before This World, and he wrote a song called Far Afghanistan about a young man from the Midwest. The picture that we have, that some parts of our media and country portray people in the Middle East and what's going on in Afghanistan and in Iraq and in Iran. And James Taylor writes this incredible story. I was ready to be terrified and ready to be mad. I was ready to be homesick, the worst I've ever had. I expected to be hated and insulted to my face. But nothing could prepare me for the beauty of the place. No matter what they tell you, all soldiers talk to God. It's a private conversation written in your blood. The enemy's no different. Badass, holy wind, that crazy bastard talks to God, and his God talks back to him. Powerful description from James Taylor. Also this year, just an outpouring of incredible new music this year, Paul Simon's album called Stranger to Stranger. There's a song we're going to hear called The Riverbank. And instead of being set about the effects of the war that America has waged in the Middle East, it talks about the effects in a small town in America of a man who loses his son. And it's clear that the son has been in the army, but the story is darker. You know, frightened by the tone of a phone in the dead of the night, praying till the morning light, the price already paid, a son gone to the grave, now the sorrowful parade to the riverbank. Army dude, only son, nowhere to run, no one to turn to, and he turns to the gun. So to me, it's a story of a young man who kills himself after his experience in the American wars. Nowhere to run. It's going to be a long walk home from the riverbank. Army dude's mama. At the edge of the river, limp as a rag. American flag in her arms. Then a triangle of light. Kiss the red, the blue, and white. Along the riverbank. Past the dealerships and farms. Let's start with James Taylor.
Back home in Indiana, we just learned to get along. Civilized and socialized, they teach you right from wrong. How to hold your liquor and how to hold your tongue. How to hold a woman or a baby or a gun. But nothing will prepare you for the far Afghanistan. You can listen to their stories and pick up what you can. You listen to their stories, maybe read a book or two. Till they send you out there, man, you haven't got a clue. Oh, they tell you a tradition in the hills of Kandahar. They say young boys are taken to the wilderness out there. Taken to the mountain alone in the night. If he makes it home alive, they teach him how to fight. They fought against the Russians, they fought against the Brits. Hell, they fought old Alexander, talking about him ever since. And after 9/11, here comes your Uncle Sam. Another painful lesson in the far Afghanistan. I was ready to be terrified and ready to be mad. I was ready to be homesick, the worst I've ever had. I expected to be hated and insulted to my face, but nothing could prepare me for the beauty of the place. No matter what they tell you, all soldiers talk to God. It's a private conversation written in your blood. The enemy's no different, badass holy wind. Crazy bastard talks to God and his God talks back to him.
Fragment of bone, it's a long walk home. long walk home. Gonna be a long walk home from the riverbank. At the edge of the river, limp as a rag, American flag in her arms. Then a triangle of light kissed the red and blue and white along the riverbank, past the dealerships and farms.
Simon, it's going to be a long walk home from the riverbank. That's from Stranger to Stranger, released in 2016. Right before that, James Taylor, Far Afghanistan. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. So I was watching some of the coverage from the Women's March, the response to the inauguration yesterday, and Michael Moore got up and had some words to say. He said that if you live in Virginia, you live in a region of resistance. And this is how we take back the South. You start with Virginia. You have to run for office. You say, no, Mike, not me. I'm too shy. Michael Moore, this is not the time for shy people. Shy people, you have 2 hours to get over it. That call to action is so powerful. And one person can change things. John Lennon composed a song called Imagine. One morning in early 1971, he was at his Steinway piano in a bedroom at the Tittenhurst Park estate in Berkshire, England. Yoko sat with him, and he composed the melody and the structure, all the lyrics, in one writing session. So John Lennon was interviewed for Playboy magazine in December of 1980 by David Sheff, and Lennon told the interviewer that Dick Gregory had given Yoko Ono and him a Christian prayer book, which inspired him with the concept behind Imagine. Here's his quote, John Lennon. The concept of positive prayer. If you can imagine a world at peace with no denominations of religion, not without religion, but without this my God is bigger than your God thing, then it can be true. The World Church called me once and said, can we use the lyrics to Imagine and just change it to Imagine One Religion? That showed me they didn't understand it at all. It would defeat the whole purpose of the song, the whole idea. So John Lennon wrote one song called Imagine. Bob Dylan wrote a song. One person writes one song. And it just kind of echoes. You know, you can hear the words to that song in your mind through your lifetime, and the meaning just gets deeper. You know, you masters of war, oh my God. You never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy, and you put a gun in my hand. You hide from my eyes and you turn and run faster when the fast bullets fly. You know, I ask you one question, is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. So yeah, the values that we hold dear in, not just in America, but around the world, the rights that people have, the freedom that we all share just by the privilege of being born into this world. Tom Petty did an album in 2014 called Hypnotic Eye. And we're going to hear Tom Petty's song in this set coming up, Power Drunk. Just look at his eyes. He's power drunk.
From the pain it leaves behind. the truth. Well, then it makes a good man
I'm your masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls. Here that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your mask. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won. You want me to believe, but I see through your eyes. And I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire. And then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. He's thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world. For threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know but to talk out of turn? You must say that I'm young. You might say I'm unlearned, but there's one thing I know. I'm younger than you. That even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find, when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I'll follow your casket by the pale afternoon. I'll watch while you're lowered down to your deathbed. And I'll stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
Kathy Geary, you've been listening to Now and Then. Today's program, Speculating on America the Beautiful. I hope you enjoyed the program today. Thank you so much for listening.
Comes to you with support from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn, Calicoon, New York. Dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncalicoon.com. WJFF is looking for new volunteers to take part in our Development and Community Outreach Advisory Board. This work group is making a new marketing and merchandising plan for our station, and they're looking for people with experience in marketing and public relations. If that's you, become part of our team, see how our radio station works, and help us develop new outreach strategies. Call WJFF and ask for Andrea, 845-482-4141. It's 45 and cloudy on the shores of Lake Jefferson. The temperature is going down, heading to an overnight low of 40 with a chance of fog tonight. Tomorrow, it will be mostly cloudy, some fog in the morning, some light drizzle in the morning because